University of Delaware may release Joe Biden's private congressional documents. By Tom Sikkata on April 25, 2019. The University of Delaware has a massive collection of Joe Biden's private congressional documents, and they have yet to decide whether or not they will make them public. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who is scheduled to announce his 2020 campaign this week, donated almost 2,000 boxes of archival records from his lengthy Senate career to this alma mater, the University of Delaware, in 2012. Now, some are demanding that those records be made public. The University of Delaware told the Huffington Post that they have yet to decide whether or not they will release the collection. Per their agreement with Biden, the documents cannot be published until the last day of 2019. The Biden senatorial papers are indeed still closed, pending completion of processing, still underway. And as per our agreement with the donor, which is that the papers would remain closed until the later date of December 31, 2019 or 2 years after the donor retires, from public service, the curator of the Biden documents, L. Rebecca Johnson Melvin, said. The University of Delaware explains on their website that the collection contains extensive records from Biden's long career in the United States Senate. The University of Delaware Library has acquired the senatorial papers of Joseph R. Biden Jr., who was elected to a seventh term in the U.S. Senate in 2008, but resigned in January 2009 when he was sworn in as the 47th Vice President of the United States. More than 1,850 boxes of archival records from the Vice President's Senate career arrived at the library on June 6, 2012. The collection, which also includes extensive electronic records, will be remain closed during processing for a period no sooner than 2 years after the donor retires from any public office. For information about the collection, please contact L. Rebecca Johnson Melvin, Librarian, and Head, Manuscripts and Archives Department. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.